That guy's a tool.
You're a tool. Tool of the day.
And it's powered by Retool of Rockford. They buy, sell, and trade tools on East State Street. I have this week's Tool of the Day all ready to go. But first, I got to tell you who won the contest for Tool of the Week last week and who will be in the running for Tool of the Month next week. So, you voted at thexrockford.com. You sent me your text by texting Kev and your vote to 59457. And the winner of Tool of the Week for last week was the guy who faked a murder so that the cops would plow his street. Congratulations. You are the Tool of the Week, sir. And we've got a whole new batch of contestants this week, so let's see who the first one is. This is a guy in Arizona. 19-year-old guy in Arizona. Cops found him tied up with a gag in his mouth near a water tower earlier this month, and he told the cops that he'd been kidnapped by two men in masks who knocked him out, drove him around, then dumped him by the water tower. The police investigated, they checked surveillance videos, they looked at all the evidence, and they figured out that this guy was faking. His story had a bunch of inconsistencies to it, and on Wednesday, he was arrested for making a false report and taken to tool jail. Now, what makes him the tool of the day was the reason that he made the whole thing up. It was so that he could get out of going to work at the tire shop that day. Dude, just call off. If you hate your job so badly that you make up a false report to the cops to get out of going to work, it's time to quit and find a new job, sir. I mean, I used to find some weird excuses not to go to work, but never anything that would get me put in jail. So he was fired from his job at the tire shop, so I guess it all worked out for him. But don't be a tool like this fool, but the right tool for your job is at Rockford Retool on East State Street next to Chuck E. Cheese. See Dave or visit RockfordRetool.com.
The one and the only.
104.9.
Take a listen.
The Morning X.